This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Ministers here today. You are yourself. And I'm just going to ask you, Ingrid, where does the name the ministers come from?
Honestly, I can't remember. I think I was walking down the street and the name came into my brain, and it was that or Cashmere for Cows. But luckily I asked a friend, and she was just like, no, it should have your name in it, and it should be clear that it's a woman at the, leading the band.
And so the electric tower just gives you a lot more range, all that.
Just a moment where I was like, epiphany. Holy crap, I need a band, I need, I want to do this, I want to go electric. Just the sound you can get out of that is amazing, and I want that feeling, that kind of climax and orgasmic kind of feeling. I just think it's so cool.
Have you been liberated by the electric guitar, do you think?
Absolutely. And I think there was stuff before where I had no female role models playing electric guitar. I'm sure there were, but I didn't know. I loved, my Keith Richards and all my dudes. I was like, I want to be like that, but no role models. And so recently that's, been changing quite a bit. And so then it gave me a huge confidence boost, and I was like, I really want to do this. Sorry, I just swore.
That's all right. No one's listening. I can't believe she said it, though.
Expanding Horizons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. You are with Cole and Stu, and we are back in the studio, 1 metre apart. I did ask him, Stu. I did call up and say, hey, it'd be me and Stu in the studio. Can you make sure it's 1.5 metres apart? But they said no. So just to say, how you going there, mate?
I'm good. Actually, I'm feeling a little bit what's the word?
I know what you're talking about, Stu.
I had the word in my head and then it's gone.
It's probably really important.
Oh, it's not that important. I've been doing the show from my conservatory or my kitchen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I've heard the microwave going in the background and people having fry-ups and everything like that. So yeah. It's been good. So
disorientated is the word.
Yeah, disorientated. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
And if you want to hear any of those previous Stu's conservatory, kitchen.
Didn't do it from the bathroom,
thank goodness for that. Then you can go to plainsfm.org.nz and look up Expanding Horizons. And lots of our previous shows are on there, Stu, and they're probably up there in Mixcloud as well, aren't they?
I was going to organise that yesterday, but I didn't.
No, you didn't.
They're getting closer to Mixcloud.
No, yeah. Yeah, you're thinking about it.
I shifted them from one digital folder to another.
Yeah, that's cool.
So they're nearly there. I just need to rename them a little bit.
And how's your week been? You been having a good week?
Yeah, it's been good, moving to level 2.
Yeah. I was just going to say, when they moved from 4 to 3, people are completely obsessed about takeaway food, right? The long queues. It just goes to show you what's really in the mind of people, right, while they've been locked down. And then we've gone from 3 to 2, and what is it that people have been really obsessed with? Haircuts.
And I'm guilty of doing that, but I did get a haircut before we went into lockdown, so I was due.
That's for true. And I was just going to say, so I'm going to have a big shout out to all the hairdressers out there who are in there, and they've got people coming into their salon. Not only, and they've had to fix their salons up, right, because they've had to put up all the signs, and they've made sure that they've got their own PPE. They've got to make sure they've got hand sanitizer everywhere. And then they're getting these people come in who've either done their own hack job at home and they've got to fix up someone's hack job, or they've just let it all grow out and looks like the Shaggy DA. So, it's a big shout out to all those people out there, all those hairdressers who are trying to give people the look that they've always wanted.
And all those roots coming through.
Yeah, a lot of regrowth, I think, going on. So, you're doing an awesome job, you hairdressers of New Zealand. So it's great.
Yeah, it'd be pretty relentless, actually, I imagine.
Yeah, it would be difficult, wouldn't it? Yeah, for sure. Eh? And hearing some probably horrendous tales about the 7 weeks of lockdown and what went on, and trying to work it all out. Hey, this week, Stu. Mm-hmm. So, what are we up to?
Well, I called this Covered by Scar.
Yeah,
on Facebook, right?
Right.
You can check us out on Facebook, but and I put a picture of a bed, a double bed, with a Scar-inspired duvet.
Oh, very nice.
On it, right?
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
That's,
so
that's cool.
I guess I was listening. I had a notification come through about the Interrupters. And a single that they, or a song that they released on YouTube. And that led me to a cover that they did of Billie Eilish's Bad Guy.
Yeah, that's a very good cover.
And so I thought, well, we should do a show with ska covers of popular songs. And, I mean, there are ska bands who specialise in this.
That's all they ever do.
Yeah. I found out. So that's what we're going to do today. Anyway.
Some better than others. Yeah. So we should probably start. And we're just going to do two right up the front. And they are both from different bands, but they're both covers of tracks by The Cure.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that someone's taken The Cure. So we've got one of the earlier Cure tracks and one of the later Cure tracks. So we're going to start out with the Alpha Boy School and their track Boys Don't Cry. And you are on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM. In a moment.
Thank you. Content approved by
Lexia. That's right, and you are back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Cole and Stu, and we're in the studio and we are doing ska covers. And that was a cover of Friday I'm in Love by, now Stu gave me this job to do because this is an exceptionally difficult name. Tito Munoz. Yalla, Criminal Ska Band or something like that.
I'd help you out, but I'm busy over here.
Yeah, push those buttons, Stu. You're pushing mine already. And before that, we had the Alpha Boys School with their cover of Boys Don't Cry, both of those Cure tracks.
Yeah, and very cool.
Now,
I was just going to say before we move on, and I'll probably say this at the end as well, with ska music, I think it's impossible not to smile and feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Unless, of course, you're listening to some of that grim...
Grimmscar,
yeah.
Sounds like a character out of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Or Harry Potter.
And if it's not, it should be, and it should have been. Just saying, J.K. Rowling, what were you thinking when you didn't write Grimmscar into it? All right, I was going to say, Stu, that a couple of weeks ago I got an email from Save Our Venues.
Right.
And I think it's really important moving forward that people will consider about all of our great music venues around the country, and there's some fantastic ones that we've been to, and that they will need our support as well.
Yeah.
So Save Our Venues, all one word, .co.nz, and you can go on there, and there are a list of venues that you can donate money to, and they will all be keen. And we, as Expanding Horizons, donate some money to Blue Smoke down there on Garlands Road in Woolston, right? So Ben and Jess do an amazing job down there, and they have put on some fantastic shows down there, whether you're going to see the Eastern or whether you're going to see international acts like the Vales, and they've all played down there. Who you might see down there quite often is Lyndon, right? And it was funny because over the lockdown, he did the four weeks of tracks of his lockdown tracks, and it's very interesting, like seeing him sitting on his stairs doing a track, sitting in his kitchen or in his bedroom, he was doing them. And apart from his last one where he was actually shaving and then appearing with all kind of different facial hair combinations, there was one, I think it was week three, where he was on the stairs, and while he was singing, his character, he walked in and started harmonising with himself. So I thought that was really impressive. I'm sure his partner did that one for him.
Bit of twinning.
Is that what it's called?
Bit of cloning. Yeah, it's a very popular effect. Quite trendy to do at the moment, and nothing new at all in terms of doing a twinning effect, but it is pretty cool, and it was something that in a lot of the 48-hour lockdown films that were made, it must be going back about a month now, and I've been slowly churning through the ones that are on the screening room for 48 hours, and a lot of teams, of course, not many actors in the house. Or many characters. And so here's what we'll do. We'll just do a bit of cloning. And I've watched a heap of them.
Right, okay.
A heap of them. That is a very common thing to do. The other thing, a lot of people have used animals because they haven't had many actors or so they need more characters. That's been pretty common. And just done the voiceovers for them. There's been lots of soft toys or any sort of toy used as characters.
Right, okay.
A lot of that. And one of the more common ones as well, so one of the genre was whodunit. And so there's been a lot of films that have done the old who ate the last pie or who used the last toilet roll. And so that's been the whodunit mystery, and they've had a flat meeting or they've had a family meeting to try and work out who took the last thing. Yeah, there's been lots of those. There's been some pretty good films and lots of animated films as well, because animators stuck at home.
Yeah.
Not too much of a big issue for them.
So where can they go to view those?
So 48hours.co.nz, and there's a tab up the top called Screening Room, and they're all there. You just have to filter 2020 lockdown, all cities. And I think I did a rough count the other day. I think it's closing in on 400 films, but there were 2,100 entries.
Wow.
But only 1,200 submitted films.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing, right?
Yeah. And one's on there too.
Yeah, of course. Get on there and everything sticks, right?
Everything sticks. Shed is the name of the film. There's a thumbnail of me.
Right. People all know. You look like a dodgy-looking character.
Actually, I do, because I'm wearing some ex-army overalls or engineer overalls and a black beanie.
All right. So it's one of your finer moments, Stu, is it?
Slightly disheveled. So pretty good, actually.
You were trying to cover your non-barbered hair, weren't you? Is that right?
Actually, I do take the beanie off and you do see my hair, but you have to watch the film to see what's going on.
Okay. Mm. So you can go along to there, and I was going to say we're just going to play another track in a moment.
Yep.
But, Save Our Venues, all one word, .co.nz. Choose your favourite venue. Donate them some money. Blue Smoke down there on Garland Road in Woolston. Mm. Fantastic place, right?
Yeah, and I was just going to say too that we've had a lot of artists come on here. I've never heard anyone say a bad word about Blue Smoke and the team there.
It's well run. It's fantastic. Right, this is a band I'd like to see down there at Blue Smoke. So this is The Interrupters, and they released this way back in September last year. So this is their cover of Billie Eilish's song Bad Guy, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
So you're a tough guy, black and really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, dressed up with some buff guy. I'm that bad guy, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, my seducing dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh. You know that you don't.
Expand your horizons on Plains FM.
Doing it live, 96.9 FM.
Too close to hide. I'll be upon you. feeling so tight. I feel my heat in just a moment. In touch with the ground, I'm on a hunt, I'm after you. I smell like a sound, I'm lost in the crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf. I travel the line, it's corner and run. How do I know I'm after you? My mouth is alive with creatures like wine, and I'm hungry like the wolf. Ooh, so hungry.
Hungry like the wolf.
I'm hungry
like the wolf.
Can't you believe how hungry I am? Give it to me in my mouth. La-la-lo-lo. Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4. In touch with the ground. I'm on a hunt, I'm after you. I smell like a sound, I'm lost and I'm found. And I'm hungry like the wolf. I struggle to lie, it's colder than I. I have no mind, I'm after you. My mouth's alive with juices like wine. And I'm hungry like the wolf. I'm burning the ground, away from the crowd. I'm on a hunt, I'm after you. I smell like a sound, I'm lost and I'm found.
Baby.
Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9.
He's so hungry. And you were just listening to Real Big Fish with their cover of Hungry Like the Wolf. Before that, we had Scarmeleon with Hot Scar. And right at the very top, we had The Interrupters doing their version of Bad Guy, the Billie Eilish cover.
Yeah, and I don't mind Billie Eilish, actually, because she's reasonably unique, or she has been reasonably, well, unique in music. Well, I guess we can say that. She's had a different sound that's come on, right? But that Interrupters cover is better than the original.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting when you hear a cover and you go, yeah, I think they nailed it better than the original. Or people know the cover better than they know the original, possibly.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
I mean, I guess Billie Eilish was going for a different vibe. Well, of course she was going for a different vibe from it than the Interrupters were.
Yeah. yeah, that's right. Hey. I mean, later on we're going to play a Scarmonics cover for their cover of... I was going to say their cover of Tainted Love. It's interesting when you hear a cover of a cover.
Yeah.
You know, and
Done by so many people, but we might talk about that later.
Yeah, we could do.
Yeah. Like me a bit of Duran Duran, though.
Yeah, you like a bit of Duran Duran. You're a big Duran Duran fan when you were young. No, not at all.
Insanely jealous, I think it was.
I used to like, when their first album came out, Planet Earth, I thought that was amazing, that song. You know,
yeah. Girls on Film's all right too. I used to quite like that.
Oh yeah, and see, they always had those stylish suits, right? They were very much like a like a fashion band, weren't they?
Yeah,
they're very much. When I see them, just to look at them, not to listen to them, they remind me of the band Japan, David Sylvian,
right?
Very much. Very styled hair. We've been talking a lot about hair and hairdressers and that kind of thing today. And but Japan were the same. They had very stylish haircuts and very sharp suits.
Yeah, well, the look was very important for Duran Duran.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, their prime pull was, you know, teenage girls.
Yeah,
and then, you know, slightly older woman as well. But I think a lot of guys did like them as well because they liked the look.
Yeah, they had that new romantics look, along with Spandau Ballet, right?
Yeah.
And
their music was catchy. I mean, whatever you think about Duran Duran, their music was catchy.
For sure. I mean, you can sing along to it. I mean, you can sing along to that easy.
I don't remember the ending being quite the same.
No. I think you might have interpreted that.
It was a big finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, yeah. But Real Big Fish, they do... another cover, I can't remember it now, that's quite popular and used in movies quite a lot, in those teen movies in the 90s or the early 2000s. So
there you go.
That was all right, eh?
That's good stuff. It's very good stuff. As I said, it can't help but make you smile.
No, you know, get your foot tapping and get you dancing around the room. I've just been saying to you, over this lockdown, I've done a lot of dancing around my house.
Yeah.
Oh, for him, I've been playing a lot of stuff and going, yeah, that was so awesome.
You talked about that once, and I asked if, as long as the curtains were, you know, drawn.
No, yeah, I'm far enough off the road not to upset the neighbours or disturb the neighbourhood dogs. If you hear me caterwauling.
Yeah, you've also been doing lots of guitar playing.
I have been, yeah.
In fact, you've developed
calluses on my first two fingers. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I said before, you're halfway to being a rock star.
Well, I have a guitar. That's the half you're talking about. My talent on the guitar, however, much to Rob's chagrin, is not so much. But yeah, I've enjoyed it for sure. The bit of time to sit around the house and
twiddle away.
Yeah, noodle away. I was going to say. Yeah, I've been talking about the guitar there, Stu. By the way, so. But no, it's been great. And yep, on my first two fingers, I now have. Now they're very hard. Now I can push nails in with them. They're so hard, right?
Born again hard.
Oh yeah. Anyway, before this goes anywhere else and it becomes this dire, and I'm going to get myself in a load of trouble, we should probably play another track.
Might
right?
Still,
and we were just talking just before about a cover of a cover. So I'm going to play the Scarmonix track "Tainted Love," which I think possibly is one of those songs that was probably most well known for Soft Cell's cover of it.
I think so.
Yeah, because it's actually a cover of a big Northern Soul classic that used to be big in the Wigan at the casino. Everyone loved it, but Soft Cell really made it theirs.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson did a cover of it as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Possibly not as popular, I'd say. It's interesting because the two members of Soft Cell, who's Mark Armand, and I can't remember the other chap's name, both big Northern Soul fans, right?
Right.
I think one of them used to work on the door at some of the the Northern Soul clubs.
Right.
Back in the 80s. Anyway, nice. Here we go. This is Scarmonix. This is Tainted Love. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
The pain you drive into the Horizons on Plains FM.
Offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener. Stu and Cole on Expanding Horizons. We're an eclectic mix.
And you are back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. And it's Cole and it's Stu, and we are in the studio together. But he's a metre away from me, which is great. So I'm just saying, Stu, love you, mate, but I'm glad you're a metre away. And you were just listening to Sweet Dreams versus Seven Nation Army by Scarmelian. And before that, we had Turning Japanese by Skanking Pickle, who must have the best name of any band we've played today.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and before that, at the top, we had Tainted Love by the Scarmonics, which was awesome.
That's right? Good stuff. All toe-tapping.
Toe-tapping, and people will be thinking to themselves, right, after dark on a Thursday night, when they're sitting in their hot tub. Well, maybe they're not, because after dark happens about 5 o'clock now, that's doesn't
right.
it?
Oh, I've been doing so much of that.
In the hot tub?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you have.
In the spa. Every day in the spa.
Really?
About, yeah.
That's good.
Sometimes walking out a bit dehydrated, which is not so good. You have to sit down and suck an ice cube.
Oh, really? It's a hard life, Stu, isn't it? You got first world problems there, haven't you?
You're talking about biking around and contemplating things. Yeah. Sit in my spa and been contemplating.
No, that's good, good. I've really enjoyed getting out for a ride. Yeah. It's funny because I've been watching, on the television, they've been showing wildlife coming back to the cities. Yeah. Didn't take long, did it?
Yeah.
And so in parts of the world like Alaska, where they have polar bears who turn up anyway, this is what it's been like for them, I guess, you know, all the time. Goats in Wales.
Goats in Wales.
Was it? I think I saw that.
I think so, yeah.
In that Welsh town, all those goats suddenly turned up.
Yeah.
I think I saw wild boar walking through the streets somewhere. So,
Nature strikes back. That's kind of what this whole thing is about.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. For sure, Stu. I think you hit the nail on the head there. And
As always.
But it'll be back to its, now there's cars everywhere on the streets.
Oh, that's right.
As we came in today, I thought, oh my gosh, it's just the same.
Absolutely.
Same as before.
But anyway.
And sport will be back soon,
Stu. Will be back. The Bundesliga is actually starting this evening.
Is it?
I read, yes. So they're back.
Right.
And the best news I've read recently is that the English Premier League is not going to be declared null and void.
Oh, yeah.
They're adamant about that. Which
you'll
is
be pleased about that, won't you, Stu?
They might work it out on a, don't ask me too much about it, on a, if they can't play any more games, then they might work it out on a expected points or a average points type system. Whatever happens, Liverpool win.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you wanted to know,
yeah,
wasn't
that's
it?
That's what I wanted to know.
You don't want to be gypped of the chance for them to lift the trophy in front of the cop.
No, not at all.
In front of the cop.
Mm.
So, but a lot of sport's been on the back burner, hasn't it? And it's interesting now, with the levels coming down around the world and the opening up, how people have in the sporting organisations have been trying to get themselves back up and running.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just so much obscene amounts of money in it, Stu.
That's right.
It's crazy, really, isn't it?
It's nuts. Yeah, it is. And tough for community sport.
Yeah, that's right.
Who have relied on a lot of gaming machines and money from that. But, of course, that hasn't been happening. So that's tough for the administrators, I think, in those sports. Whatever you think about those things and where they get money from, that's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I guess the other side of it is that a lot of organisations, not just sporting organisations, may start to now plan a little bit more for these type of events.
Yeah, that's right.
So that the impact isn't necessarily as great.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just going to play another couple of songs because I'm thinking about how time's getting away from us, Stu.
It is, especially if I keep getting philosophical.
Yep, and I like it when you're philosophical, Stu, but I have to play this one because this is the Holophonics with their version of Thriller.
Oh, nice.
The old Michael Jackson track. So yep. You're on Expanding Horizons and you're listening to Ska Covers. And here we go with the Holophonics. We'll be right back.
one stops you high. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, 'cause this is thriller, thriller night. You know it's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. You hit the door, realize there's nowhere left to run. And you feel the cold and wonder if you'll ever see the sun. You close your eyes and hope you see it's just imagination, girl. But all the while, you hear the creature creeping up behind. You're out of sight, 'cause this is thriller, thriller. It's the thing with 40 eyes. Thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside of a killer thriller tonight. Now your creature's calling, the dead start to walk in their masquerade. There's no escape in the jaws of the alien this time. Yeah, this is the end of the line. They're out to get you. There's demons closing in on every side. They will possess you unless you change the number on your dial. Now is the time for you and I to cuddle close together. All through the night, I'll save you from the terror on the screen. I'll make you see that this is thriller, thriller night. 'Cause I can do you more than any ghoul would ever dare try. Thriller, thriller night. You let me hold you tight and cheer a killer, diller, chiller, thriller, kitty night. Yeah, this is thriller, thriller night. Girl, I can do you more than any cool would ever dare try. Thriller, thriller night. So let me hold you tight and cheer up, killer, thriller.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
We're an eclectic mix.
million miles away somewhere else there. And then that was...
You were doing your thriller dance.
I was doing my thriller dance, yeah. Had my zombie look thing going. And that was the Holophonics with their track Thriller. Well, not their track, but their cover of Michael Jackson's track Thriller.
Have I put my headphones on back to front?
Oh, yeah, inside out, upside down. It's all
not
going
over
on.
My ears.
No wonder you've been hearing everything backwards. And... Well, I tell you what, Stu, that one finished nicely. Well, not too nicely, because I had to leap forward into action. But, yeah, it's been good listening to all these. We've still got more, right? There is so many.
Oh, there's so many.
There's a really cool one of, you can call me Al.
Yeah.
That song used to really annoy me when it was released.
Oh, yeah?
Really annoy, because Chevy Chase, I just can't stand
Oh, yeah, I know. He was in the video, wasn't he? Yeah, that's right. I don't know.
It's just an annoying song.
Yeah.
But the Scar version's much better.
Yeah. So people can look that up online.
Yeah, have a look at that.
Just look up Scar covers.
Watch the original. Paul Simon.
Yeah, Paul Simon. Graceland, right?
Mm.
Amazing album.
Yeah, yeah.
Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Yeah.
Amazing track.
Hugely popular. Hugely popular.
Anyway.
But Chevy Chase.
Yeah. What's he doing? So we're at the end, Stu. I'll tell you what, it's been great to be in the studio with you.
Oh, it's been good.
It's been fantastic. It's been good. And just at the top of the show, we were talking about, I just want to remind people, saveourvenues.co.nz. Get on there. I mean, you choose the venue that you want to save the most, but Blue Smoke down there, Garlands Road, Woolston, fantastic venue, right?
Yeah, and if we go back 2-3 weeks, we did a show with Rob and Jeff, a remote show. And they talked about a lot of the venues that they were going to be playing at and hopefully will in the future. And so, good range of them. So maybe people want to support those.
And venues. It's the same for Darkroom down there on St Asaph Street.
Yep.
Great venue. And across the road from there, Space Academy, another amazing venue, put on some great gigs.
Yeah, so get in behind the local venues. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of things, a lot of acts performing, I think, in the next few months.
And go out and get your hair cut. Visit your local hairdresser. Visit your local hair. Some people need it more than most. I just do it myself.
You know, Stu. You're all good.
I'm all good. I didn't say it was good. I just said I did it. But
it suits you.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I've never known you any other way.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you don't know. But
in fact, don't turn up with hair, all right?
No, it'd freak you right out, wouldn't it? Freak you right out. But
who are you?
I don't know. But definitely get out and visit your hairdresser. And hairdressers up and down the country doing a great job.
Yep.
PPE, everything. It's all going on.
It's great. Good
all
stuff.
Right. Okay, now.
It's time we got out of here.
And got up.
No.
Oh, no. Got ahead, he got down. I don't know where you're going.
I was making a joke. It's time we got out of here.
Yeah.
It's never good if you have to explain it.
No, because I don't get it, right?
Well, we're talking hairdressers.
Get out. Oh, I see.
How could you not get it?
Oh, yeah, no.
What a terrible way to end the show.
Yeah, right. On a flat note, but anyway.
Anyway, it's about time we got up.
Got down.
And got outside.
And we'll see you all next week.
And you can get outside.
Okay, bye.